Hey, it's Thursday, April 18th, 2024. Hi, friends. First Thing with Kevin Mano. I know I just officially brought the show back this week, but I'm going to need to take some time off. We're going to be traveling for a wedding this weekend, so I'm out tomorrow and Monday. All right, there won't be another new show until Tuesday, so I will talk to you then. But this show begins now. All right, we always start with the top story, and there's a ton of Olympics news out there right now. We are officially 99 days away from the Paris Olympics, and the Olympic torch is already lit. It's currently traveling thousands of miles from Olympia in Greece. That's where it was lit, to Paris. And these predictions seem a little premature to me, but I read an article saying the United States and China are expected to claim the most medals this time around. The U.S. is projected to earn 123 medals. Again, it seems a little early to make that call, but congrats to us. The 2024 Paris Olympics opening ceremony will happen July 26th. Let's go! All right, okay, on to sports. More sports, I guess. If this was anyone else, it'd be a very weird headline, but it seems perfectly normal knowing that it happened to Jason Kelce. He just admitted on his podcast that he lost his Super Bowl ring in a pool of chili. Of course he did. He was at an event where diving into a pool of chili was some sort of competition, and goodbye Super Bowl ring. In other news, the NBA announced yesterday that they're banning Toronto Raptors forward Jonte Porter for life after he violated the league's gambling policies. He was betting, he was tipping people off about his team underperforming. Not good. Overall, he won $22,000 from these bets, and he's out for life. Probably not worth it. And last note on Caitlin Clark in the WNBA draft that went down earlier this week. It shattered ratings records. Of course it did. The previous WNBA record was 600,000 viewers back in 2004. This one had 2.45 million viewers. Oh, and Caitlin is reportedly very close to signing an eight-figure deal with Nike, and that would include a signature shoe. Right, on to some entertainment headlines here. First in baby news, Ashanti confirmed that she is expecting a baby with Nelly. She also confirmed that they're engaged. That makes me happy. If you don't know, they were together forever ago. They broke up for like a decade. And now this. They're like the Ross and Rachel of hip-hop. In less happy hip-hop news, Glorilla was just arrested for DUI in Georgia. She spent a few hours in jail before bonding out. In O.J. Simpson news, he was cremated yesterday. He passed away back on the 10th. And lastly here, Mariska Hargitay from Law & Order. She was filming a scene for Law & Order SVU when they had to shut down production for a little bit. A little girl saw her badge, ran up to her and asked her to help her find her mother. That girl thought she was a real police officer. Mariska was obviously very willing to help, and they eventually found her, so happy ending. That girl didn't even recognize Ice-T? Come on, kid. I don't care how young she was. That's Ice-T. On to some movie and TV news. Now, Dune Part 2, one of the biggest movies of the year, is now available to watch at home. It'll eventually be available to stream on Max, but for now you can rent or buy it on Prime Video and Apple TV. I like the first one, but I haven't seen this new one yet. I don't think this is completely confirmed right now, but it looks like Martin Scorsese is going to direct a Frank Sinatra biopic with his boy Leonardo DiCaprio in that starring role. It's also reported that Jennifer Lawrence could co-star as Frank's second wife, Ava Gardner. If it happens, I hope it's like the gritty version of Sinatra's life. He was pretty mobbed up, right? Dark story. Allegedly. Hey, if you saw a new James Bond movie trailer with Margot Robbie and Henry Cavill as 007, you should know that that was fake. An AI-generated trailer kind of went viral over the last couple days, getting close to 3 million views. It's not real. If you were a fan of the movie Crazy Rich Asians, you might be happy to hear that it's going to become a stage show, a musical, and the director of the movie, John M. Chu, is going to direct the show as well. It's expected to land on Broadway eventually. In TV news, yesterday I mentioned Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People issue, and for the fifth year in a row, there's going to be a TV special on ABC. Taraji P. Henson is going to host it. Dua Lipa and Fantasia Barrino are both set to perform. And something I'm excited about, Conan O'Brien's new travel show is officially out on Max. It premieres today. Conan O'Brien Must Go, out now. This show is sponsored by AG1. We're traveling this weekend, and whenever I travel, I pack some of those AG1 travel packs with me. When something is that much a part of your routine, you can't skip it. I've been drinking AG1 to start my mornings for years. Truly, it's been years. One scoop mixed into water and that nutritious deliciousness just gets me moving. I'm getting gut support, energy support, stress support, immune health, all from that one daily drink. I don't need a whole spread of pills to swallow and try to keep track of. No, thank you. Just AG1 for me, please. When you're ready to join me, I have a deal for you. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3K2 and five free AG1 travel packs that come in handy. You get that with your first subscription when you go to drinkag1.com/first. thing. That's drinkag1.com/first thing. All right. On to some music headlines here. We're getting closer to weekend number two of Coachella, and rapper Kid Cudi was just added to the lineup. That's cool. We just got a release date for Celine Dion's upcoming documentary. It's called I Am, Celine Dion. It's going to be on Prime Video June 25th. It's like a behind-the-scenes look at her struggles against her autoimmune disorder, stiff person syndrome, out in June. In Taylor Swift news, American University in Washington, D.C. just announced that they will offer a Taylor Swift economics class this fall, a course that will specifically study Taylor's financial impact on our world. Swiftonomics, that's what they're calling it, coming this fall to American University. And just a reminder, since I won't be here tomorrow, Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, drops tonight at midnight. She's got songs with Post Malone and Florence and the Machine on there. It's going to be huge, obviously, out tonight. And lastly, in other new music news, we've known for a while that Kate Hudson, the actress, was planning on releasing an album, and now we have the details. Her first ever album will be called Glorious, and it'll be out May 17th. All right, some additional headlines here on this Thursday morning. The big happening in the political world yesterday was the attempted impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Some House Republicans were trying to kick him out of office, but their colleagues didn't let that happen. The impeachment trial lasted less than 3 hours, dismissed before any evidence was even heard. In international news, a woman in Brazil is facing charges after taking a deceased man into a bank, and she tried to get a $3,400 loan. Weekend at Bernie's, it actually happened. If you live in Butte, Montana, and you think you saw a stray elephant walking down your street, you're not crazy. It happened, just a loose elephant taking a stroll in Montana. This elephant was a part of a nearby circus. She was getting a bath in a parking lot. A loud noise scared her, and she took off. She roamed the streets of Butte for a while. In food news, Red Lobster is reportedly considering a bankruptcy filing. This doesn't mean they're closing, but I guess they've had some financial stress, and this would allow them to restructure. And lastly here, this is good news. I always end with something positive. Murder rates are down in a handful of major cities in the country. Actually, it's reported that they're falling, quote, at one of the fastest paces ever. That's great. Nearly all crime was down a considerable amount in 2023 compared with 2022. I know it seems like we live in an incredibly dangerous and scary time, but I really think it's just the constant news cycle showing us every bad thing that happens everywhere. But no, the world is not completely doomed. There's still plenty of good out there, I promise. And the show is over
the
now.
The show is over now.
Okay, all right. Hey, thank you for being here this week. It means a lot to me, really. Like I said, I'm off for a few days. I will be back on Tuesday with another quick rundown of everything. I hope you have a great weekend. Talk to you soon.
Please tell your friends about this show.